Brooke's on a little bit of a roll. She's going for 4 wins today.
A tiny little roll.
Mm-hmm.
it's like a little crescent
he's
roll.
So cute.
That's a Tootsie roll.
Aww.
And she's going to be playing Samantha from Snohomish. Welcome, Samantha.
Hello.
Hey, don't get on my Tootsie roll, Samantha. Okay, that's my Tootsie roll.
Mm-hmm. She has the song in her head now. Brooke is trying to sing it.
Let
Tootsie
me
roll.
Tootsie
yeah,
roll.
She's jamming right now.
Okay. In my head, I am. Yeah, it's fine.
I like it.
So how are you, Samantha?
Sorry.
Good?
Doing good.
She's doing good. Okay.
Yeah, she wants money. She's like, can you guys shut up so we can play?
Samantha's so rude. Fine, I'll leave the studio. You don't have to yell at me.
All right, Brooke is leaving. Samantha, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, fine. Your time starts now. This year will be the first time in 20 years that there'll be a full moon on Halloween. True or false?
False.
In the animated show SpongeBob SquarePants, what's Patrick's last name?
Oh, pass.
How many pairs of presidents have had the same last name?
Four. Pass.
Walnuts were the original, but what nuts are currently used in a typical Rocky Road ice cream?
Almonds.
All right, we got that answer in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And Samantha, it says here on my phone screener that you like to listen to our show on YouTube?
Well, yeah, because they play one right after the other without me having to do anything.
We put our podcast up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's her favorite way to listen to us.
Okay,
apparently.
Awesome. All right.
But then you have to deal with YouTube ads, kind of, so.
I know, this is true.
Yeah. All right, Brooke, you're up. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. This year will be the first time in 20 years that there will be a full moon on Halloween. True or false?
True.
In the animated show SpongeBob SquarePants, what's Patrick's last name?
Squiggles.
How many pairs of presidents have had the same last name?
3.
Walnuts were the original, but what nuts are currently used in a typical Rocky Road ice cream?
Peanuts.
What famous phrase is the Kool-Aid man known for?
Pass.
Jeff Probst is the host for what long-running reality TV show?
Jeff Probst does The Amazing Race.
All right, we got our answers in. Let's go to the scoreboard and find out how we did with Jose. What up, girl? Bolaños.
Samantha, you got 1 correct today. All right. I think I heard cheering. And Brooke?
Yes.
You also got 1.
Oh, that's it? Wow. I mean, it's a tie. That is pathetic. Okay. Yeah.
Tie does go to the house on that one. I'm sorry, Samantha, but let's go over the answers for everybody here.
Yeah, for sure.
This will be the first time in 20 years there's going to be a full moon on Halloween. That is true.
Whoa!
It's the only one I got right.
That's crazy. Yeah, it is, Brooke.
In the show SpongeBob SquarePants, Patrick's last name is Star. Patrick Star, because he is a starfish.
Right. But Squid Squibbles would be awesome.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
There have been 5 pairs of presidents who've had the same last name.
Crazy.
Adams, Harrison, Johnson, Roosevelt, and Bush.
All right.
The famous phrase that the Kool-Aid man is known for is, oh yeah!
Oh yeah! I was looking forward to hearing the Brooks on
you. I was like, break through the wall! Like, what he said!
Drink responsibly!
Yeah! Sugar water!
Jeff Probst is the host for 20 years on the show Survivor.
Oh, wow. That's right. That's my dad's favorite.
He's probably made so much money.
They've done 40 seasons of Survivor.
Holy cow, are you serious?
40.
Now it's going to be literally, will he survive till it gets canceled?
Yeah.
Real Survivor
for
now.
For real.
So Samantha, no cash today, but just for playing, you do get a $20 gift card to Ivers. You can get top-notch fish and chips and, of course, their famous clam chowder. Just please don't do what Brooke does.
Why?
She goes in and orders her favorite hometown Idaho treat. Mm-hmm. Instead of clam chowder in a bread bowl, she eats clam chowder in a dead bowl.
Mm. Oh, dead bowl.
Which is a bowl made of the freshest Idaho roadkill each day.
Gross.
I get excited when it's porcupine.
Yeah. Oh, clams and porcupine.
Mm-hmm. Classic Idaho recipe. So, thank you for playing with us, Samantha.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.